This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Oh, yes, indeed, it is Friday and time for your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 29th of October, 2021. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. We thought it would never happen again, but Google is looking at tablets saying, all right, maybe we can try Android one more time. Yes, a new version of Android designed specifically for big screens is a-coming. It's actually called Android 12L. Basically, it's a set of new features for existing OSs that are optimized for big screens. In fact, the developer preview is already available on Google's site. Apparently, the public version, however, though, will arrive sometime next year. And you know what that means? Get ready for a whole wave of new Android 12 tablets. And foldables and who knows what else. Now, from what we can see, Android 12L will feature a taskbar at the bottom of the large screen, a little bit like Windows 11. Apparently, this is to let you open apps a little more easily. Google also says they will be enabling all apps to run in split screen, regardless of whether they are resizable or not. Now, for devices that fold, that seems to be a bit still up in the air of how that's going to work, but Google doesn't feel they'll be running into any problems whatsoever. Hopefully, this time, Google might actually get it right. Android, we all know, has a reputation on a tablet of being, well, crap. Well, if you've shopped around lately, you kind of noticed that 5G phones, yeah, they're coming down in price. Qualcomm, however, though, wants to bring them even lower. Yes, introducing the Snapdragon 695. This new chip apparently will deliver faster millimeter wave 5G. And on top of that, 30% faster graphics and 15% speedier CPU tasks. By all accounts, the chip should be hitting phones by the end of the year in devices such as Motorola, Nokia, Oppo, Vivo, and even Xiaomi. And finally, oh boy, here comes the merch stickers. Yes, Instagram link stickers now for everybody. Yay! This basically means Instagram will now let you include hyperlinks and stories in the form of stickers. Now, for a while now, this has actually been available, but only for a few people. Meaning you and I, yeah, we're not important enough for stickers. Now, granted, business accounts probably benefit the most from stickers. However, though, according to Instagram, anybody can actually benefit from link sharing to help engage their followers even more. You'll just head into the sticker tool from the top navigation bar. That's after you upload your content, of course. Tap that link sticker and enter the desired URL. And after that, that sticker fun is on its way. Have you got yourself a story and no one else is listening? Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hey, do you love the news show? We need your help to stay on the air. Your donations each and every month is what helps keep this show alive. So if you enjoy it and love what we do, head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Also, head to the British Tech Network Facebook page at British Tech Network. Click that follow button for Twitter at British Tech. And come on by our BTN community and join the family today. We'd love for you to be a part of the fun right now. You can do it at britishtech.slack.com. The news show back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening over the weekend. But until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic Friday. Hope you have a great weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.